Yeah.
My husband. I was like, I gotta go, Jess. I'm like, oh, I gotta go too. So, but it worked out.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Are you playing this year, Jessica?
I am.
You didn't play...
Monday's taco night. Did you
There's priorities. Play? There's priorities.
You did. I thought Monday. I thought Tuesday was tacos.
Not at La Casita. It is at the Peak.
Oh, that's right. So you guys alternate. You go Monday, they go Tuesday.
Yes, I guess so.
Got it.
And it's busy up there, right? Mondays.
But it's not coordinated.
Not coordinated. No, no, no.
Yes. Sometimes it's catch and miss since the concerts have started.
That'd be definitely a repo violation. Call this meeting to order. Oh, there it is.
Awesome, is that going?
I think he turned it on.
Yeah.
You're recording.
Call the general meeting, the regular board meeting of the Idaho Water District Board of Directors. Our mission statement is to provide reliable and water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call, Mr. Olson.
Here.
Mr. Stomper.
Here.
Mr. Davis.
Here.
Vice President Prefer.
Here.
President Shelley. All here. Public comments. Mr. Jerome, do you have any public comments?
No.
Okay, then we will go on to our consent calendar. Consent calendar, we have a couple items on there. First one being the minutes. Any comments on the minutes from the board?
No.
No?
No?
No. No? No? Okay. Any comments on the financials?
No.
None.
No? No. I will comment that on a monthly or a quarterly basis, we get extended financial reporting. That's something that we were encouraged to request in training that we've done. And so Mr. Schumann has provided some enhanced or some quarterly reporting that we should look at. And I don't know what page number that is. And I know the print is less than 12 pica, so I brought my glasses to make sure. But I did want to point out that we have $4.4 million that we're safeguarding. One of those accounts is California Class. It's getting 4%. We also have CDs that are also getting 4%. We have another Chase CD that's getting 4.6%, and then we have some checking accounts that are all getting somewhere between 2 and 4%. So we are getting some interest on our monies, and we also have the LAIF accounts, the water and sewer, that have quite a bit in them. But overall, we are maintaining most of our funding. We do dip into that with our... as part of our long-term plan for some of our capital improvement projects. And so it was up a little bit higher. Sometimes we dip into it and then it comes back as the monies come in from taxes and other things. Operations report, any comments on that?
I saw that our water loss increased to 9%, and I mentioned it to general manager before the meeting started. I would ask that he give us an explanation of why he thinks it has increased.
Okay, we'll wait for his report to do that.
Okay.
Mr. Tom?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
I have no comments on the operations report. Are there any public comments on the operations report or the consent calendar? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Stomper. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. And excuse me if I go between Stomper and Stamper. I'm trying to clarify.
Stamper.
Stamper.
Like a postage stamp.
Stamper. Yeah. Stamper. I'm going to get that right.
He is one who stamps.
Okay, Mr. Stamper. All right, with that approved, we'll go to our information item number two, the general manager report.
Okay, so on the 25th, I held a kickoff meeting with Dudek. They had a 6-member team here. We spent about 6 hours between the board meeting and then, or the boardroom and the plant itself. They spent a long time going over prepackaged head work, splitter box, EQ basin, modifications, prepackaged secondary system. This has all got to do with the existing plant and the new plans that they have for the plant as they get into the draft of the plan. So they were down there taking a lot of videos and coming up with a plan on how they're going to reduce the cost for us to make this plant happen. Originally in the 30% design, it was going to be a whole brand new plant. We are electing to revamp the direction of this 100% design from the 30%. Between the 30% and 100%, we're going to make changes, use some of the current equipment or buildings that we have, but this will all come up. There's a progress meeting on Tuesday the 21st. They've extensively gone over how they want to mitigate the changes to the plant. They had a 2-member team come up on Monday to take more videos and take more information down at the current plant itself. They spent several hours down there. The chief engineer was there, an HVAC system. All the different engineers that were there were from the structural building to all the electrical systems. So they're really, they've got a great team together. Everybody's come together, and we'll hopefully on Tuesday the 21st get a good progress report and have more information in regards to the direction they're going or looking at going. One, to save money and fit everything into the budget that they know we're going to have. So that's kind of where we're at with Dudek. They're constantly emailing myself and Hosni for information in regards to the plant and CEQA information, all this stuff that was done 2-3 years ago. We're working together to get them that information they need. Secondly, I had a kickoff meeting yesterday with the water boards in regards to our loan. Initially, this is obviously the beginning stages of the loan, and we went over in detail how this is going to progress. And right now, they're looking at our financials. So it's very important for them. They have a 7-member team. It was a team meeting, and there were 7 different members that will be handling this loan and the criteria to apply for this loan is going to continue on for a good 9 to 18 months is the process. They're hoping to have it done no later than 12 months, but again, 9 to 12 months if that's the case. Worst case scenario, 9 to 18. We did discuss the term of the loan. Right now, it is at 2.3 for the low interest loan. That could be subject to change, but it hasn't changed for quite some time. We went over an overview of the plant itself and current schedules. We went over environmental, which they're requesting a lot of information as well, the financial review, technical review, legal review. There's going to be a legal consultation kickoff meeting in a couple of weeks between their legal teams and ours, which is BBK. So there's going to be a lot happening in the next couple of weeks. Again, they're just requesting a lot of information and a lot of financial information. They want financials from 2026 to 2028 projections. If we can give them financials for 26, if it's possible, we need to give them that. They did let us know that they do have an incentive. If we go with 30 years, it would be a 2.3 interest rate. If we elect to go 20 years, they cut a point and a half off, which would save us, you know, substantial amount of money if we elect to go with a 20-year loan. So
that's a 0.8%?
0.15.
You said, wait, I thought you said it reduces it by 1.5, or it reduces
one,
it to 1.5.
No,
one.
1.25, no.
No?
0.25.
So from 2.3 to 2.05?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. And they mentioned you go by 2.05. So they give you a quarter incentive.
Okay. And before we decide what we're going to do, we're going to take a look at what the cash flow...
Correct. Which they are extensively going to look at themselves. We did hire Scott from CSG Advisors. I had him on the meeting. He had a lot of questions, and he'll be guiding us through this transaction with the loan. So on Tuesday, he'll be on this meeting with Dudek to get information that he needs on the project, timelines, that kind of thing that he needs. It was an extensive meeting. They gave us a lot of information as far as what's going to be required of us. It's going to be, we spend money, then we get reimbursed. We spend money, get reimbursed. So that's the structure of that loan. I did ask them also where we stand if we were able to get any type of grant. They didn't say no. They didn't say that it wasn't a possibility or that we could not implement any grant money that we were eligible for. But they said the chances are right now, because we're high up on this list, when there's disadvantaged communities that are really low, they're the ones getting the money. We're still too high, and they're using the factor of second homes. We have a high factor of second homes, and that's what they're looking at. So that places us at the top end of their priority list.
If we have a large expense that we don't have the cash for, is there a way to borrow that money? Because you said we spend the money, then we get it from the loan.
Correct.
Is there a way if we have a large expense that we don't have the cash for, that we can get the money before doing the job, or while the job is in process?
Hosni's.
Yeah, they say the only thing is he cannot give you money for the soft cost, which the engineering design, they give you, like, for example, $1 million. So you send the paper, they send you the fund. The only one they said they approve it to do it is the construction. They say the construction, once you start the construction, you can ask us money in advance.
Okay.
Only the construction, but the engineering soft cost, they said no, you spend the first and you send the paper for us and you reimburse.
Okay.
The only thing here, the one will take longer time for them, the construction. So
right.
They asked Mr. Rojas, like, you guys send it for us how much you need for construction, and we give you an advance and we wash it off in there.
Okay. Has there been any discussion
yes.
about terms of repayment?
Sorry, sir.
Terms of repayment.
They said you will not do anything until we accomplish the project. So you pay only interest.
Interest only until the end of the project?
Yes.
And then a 20-year amortization or a 30-year amortization?
To be honest, I told them like a question yesterday. Is there any ability to pay off early? Oh, don't do that. You need to send for us a letter because we're buying bonds for this loan. So he said, it's okay.
We can do it.
Yeah.
But they need
They said it's not a personal loan. Said you have an extra $100,000, you send it to us. No, because we'll buy bond. The state buy bond for your loan. So there are procedures, but you're welcome to pay, as Bill said.
Thank you.
To be honest, Mr. Lawson, like, it's very complicated. I felt as they would give us the $10 million, and I say, go ahead and spend it and get back with us back, and say, no. Every step will be with you, step by step. So I was telling Bill yesterday, is a loan or grant? And he told me, Austin, you need to watch what we're doing with the money. And they say, the money loan is 2%. You'll never find $10 million for 2%.
Right.
Okay. So with that said, that's about it on the meeting, the kickoff meeting with the state. Other than we'll be doing another one in a couple of weeks for the legal portion. The MHI study, we needed 165 responses. We received 143 currently as of last week, leaving us with 22 remaining surveys. So hopefully I'll have an answer next week in regards to that. Our median household income is at 70,000 currently right now, and we're well under the 79,298 cap. So
if we don't get the remaining 22, do they prorate, and how ugly does that get?
I was told that it's up to the state. They're going to look at it, and they're going to say, okay, you came close enough, we'll use these numbers, or they may have to go back to a default. And a couple, or last month or the prior month, I reported that if we go back to the default, it's going to go to the highest income that they received, which was over 600,000, which will put us over the 79. So that's up in the air right now.
Mr. Girard?
So this is median. And so with a median, if you've got a high of 60,000 and a low of 25,000 or something, and you pick the value which is closest to the middle of those things, that's the median. So it's between 25 and 600,000, that's half of 300, 700, 400, whatever. And if you add another 600,000 on top, the median stays the same. You add another 600. The only way that median ever changes is if you get a new value higher than the highest or lower than the lowest. Am I wrong? Because I know you guys are bookkeepers.
Yeah, it's the same thing you're saying. The median going like that, but we didn't make the criteria.
Is it the median or is it the average?
It's the median.
Median.
So with median, if you have one person at 600,125 and you get more of those same values, the median stays the same number. It's only when you get new ones above, if somebody says, oh, wait, I filled it out, it's 800,000, that shoots you. If somebody comes in and says,
you got 300 respondents.
Right.
Whatever the 150th is, that's the median.
That's what I.
So what you're saying is that if you get one at the top and one at the bottom, the 150 is going to stay the same.
Right.
You get two at the top and none at the bottom, then it goes to number 151.
Thank you. It could push right.
Because there, Audra is quoting that our medium, our MHI is at 70,000.
Okay.
And that's between.
He fixed it for me.
I got it for you.
He fixed it for me,
Okay, so tank number 5 at Foster Lake is being rehabbed. They're halfway done. They've completed the inside They'll be starting on the outside next week, and they should be, it should be finalized about the middle of August. I have some photos. We had a service line break over on the highway north of County Park Road. We also had a main leak over at the school in the parking lot. This ain't working. We're suspecting that the first leak that we had that was north of County Park Road, we're suspecting that that had to do with the repaving project. Before they repave, they're grinding the road, the highway, and that machine that does it causes a lot of vibration to the ground. And so we had a service line break right here. Crew was able to fix it very quickly. Again, it was a 3/4-inch service line. The leak down at the school, that was a 4-inch main that crosses under the highway. And then there's a flange, and it's welded to a 2-inch reducing valve. And so it was cracked right there. So that leak happened right after they got to that portion of the highway. Again, it's a good indication that that was the cause of that leak. But anyways, the leaks are fixed, and we're waiting to, or at least repave the parking lot at the school until the asphalt crew comes back northbound on the highway and gets past that section. This is the inside of tank number 5 that's been rehabbed. They finished the floor. In this photo, the floor is not finished, but it is finished, and they'll be moving to the outside of tank number 5.
I'm sorry, going back to the leaks, is that the reason, the expected reason as to why the water loss is up at
9%? So our water loss was definitely higher than it has been in over a year. And that's what we're suspecting is the fact that the leak at the school contributed to those higher numbers. So we're hopeful by next week or next month, the numbers go back down.
And one of the things you talked about also is that Pine Cove Water District.
Pine Cove had the same incidents. As the asphalt crew was going through some of the areas on the highway up there, they had 3 different leaks come up, which they had to repair as well.
So pretty good chance that that is, in fact, the culprit.
Exactly.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Yep. I want to give kudos to the staff. They were in the parade. I don't know if everyone was there, but if you saw them, great. They did an awesome job decorating our equipment. They had a great attitude and showed pride in the district and our equipment, and just did awesome performance during the parade. So I just want to say thanks to them and all that they did to make that happen. And we're hopeful that we're back there next year.
Awesome.
So, and that's all I got.
All right. Mr. Olson, any further questions?
No, thank you.
Mr. Stamper?
None.
Thanks. Mr. Davis?
No, thanks.
Vice President Prefer?
Aye.
Is that a note?
Well,
because you have lots of notes.
No, I was writing as Bill
was
explaining, but you're still having problems with the meters too, huh?
There's what?
The meters. Still having problems with the meters?
Our numbers have gone down.
Okay.
So we're getting replacements that are still under warranty. So we got, I believe it was 100 replacements or so. They replaced most of the registers, and that's brought our number back down as far as misreads. So that's helped out a lot. So We continue to work with Neptune. They work with us in making sure that they replace the registers that are still under warranty that aren't performing. So we haven't had issues with them making sure that we get the free replacements.
Right. Do you know about how many total you've had? Is that?
I believe the last month we had 120, I believe, or 118 misses.
So confirmation issue. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot for them, because they have to go out and manually read them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would think, to be honest, Jessica, like Brian has, like he just told me, like Verizon and Neptune, like they guarantee everything.
Right.
He has a good communication, and they told him whatever it doesn't work. Also, we've been like long time, so with his communication with the rep, they decide to send for us whatever bad. So Brian actually sends the bad stuff, and they just send the 100 last week.
So they also, we also have a program in the system where it will locate the ones that didn't read and give out a printout of the areas, so they don't have to go looking all over the place. They can just focus on the areas that are brought out in the system, and it helps them recover those numbers pretty quick.
Is it like an area, or I'm sorry, or is it like scattered?
It's random.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're done with it. I mean, that's why I was just kind of curious, more out of curiosity. But okay.
This is good company. Nobody cover you after 10 years.
Yeah, and it's the same. I mean, again, we're same thing, but like my guys are having to rebuild them, and then they're having to replace them. So it's time, you know.
Yeah,
that's what for us, why we're discouraged is.
Yeah, it is discouraging because you buy this system so that you can save time.
Exactly.
And not have these issues, but then you're dealing with this kind of stuff. Yeah.
And I'm seeing it's. I think it's all over. It's not
just
way on that, right?
I don't think there's a perfect system
exactly,
out there.
Exactly.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, all right, thank you.
All right. Just a moment, if you don't mind. It looks like the new excavator is getting used a lot.
It is.
And it looks like you have less of a footprint, and that seems to be working out pretty well.
It's working out awesome, and the crew loves it, just because it gets into tight places. For instance, there at the school, I mean, it was a tight spot because where the leak was at and right up against the sidewalk, they were able to get in there between the pipe, the sidewalk, and just not have a biggest hole, and but big enough to get in there, do the work they need, and which saves time.
Mm-hmm. And with the smaller hole, I wouldn't imagine we hardly need to use shoring then, because we're not going deep enough, and
the
trench isn't big enough.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, with the backhoe, the bucket's just much larger. You've got to make room for that space, and therefore you're taking out a lot more material. You're cutting a bigger pattern out of the asphalt. The whole thing just causes more work. Then you're using more asphalt to do the patch. So, big difference.
Excellent. Yeah. And it looked like the cuts that they were using were very precise. So you've got an asphalt cutter that's working out really well. Or is that part of the Bobcat, or is that handheld?
No, it's a standalone unit, but it's self-propelled. So it's all, it's a saw that they can lower the blade and move it forward.
Like a snowblower, basically.
Like a snowblower, pretty much, and make those nice cuts. Makes it easier. It's not jagged when they're repairing it.
Excellent. The parade, I thought it was great that we had a lot of the staff in the parade.
Yes.
And a lot of family members, too.
They loved it,
And a dog. It looked like that worked out really well.
It did. They were very happy. Everyone had a great time, and it was great to see them out there.
Yeah,
it's always fun being in a parade.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, especially if you're a kid. I mean, a lot,
yeah,
of times the kids love being in a,
I know,
a
I
big
love
vehicle
it.
And waiting.
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
As the kids love the mini excavator, too.
Oh, bad. Oh, yeah, right.
Playing in that.
Yeah. It seems like, and I think I'm right on this, we haven't had any personnel turnover for quite a while. How long has it been?
It's been since I started, so over 2 years.
No turnover for 2 years.
No.
That's great.
Stunning.
Yeah. I saw a little mention of the GIS. About how far on a percentage would you say we're at? Are we at 40%, 50%?
Well, the entire system is the general system that we have is 100%. Now we're going in and putting in the smaller stuff, all our major equipment, our main lines, our sewer lines, fire hydrants, our valves, all that was put in by IMGIS when we initially started the program. They built our map, they built the system. Now, then we had to purchase the satellite communicator, a handheld device. We purchased that equipment, so now our guys are going out and putting in every meter that we have, the location. They're taking pictures. It stores pictures. It stores locations of the meters. So, for instance, if it's snowing and it's all covered, you can't find it. You pull up GIS, it'll give you the location of the meter. Our crew, they're taking the equipment that we purchased, pinpointing, say, the meter, and putting that in the system so that it's stored there for future use for anybody that's going to be using our system in the future, employees, whatever. So the more information we put into it, the more information everybody has. In, like, we used to have just map books, and map books wouldn't get updated if there was a valve change or if we added a section of pipe. All this can be done on the fly with the information and the tools that we purchased for GIS. So at this time, the information just on the meter side, we've probably got 25% of the system of the meters in the system that we're personally doing ourselves. So we do have a footprint of our entire system of the district, again, of the main system, and then we're adding in details. We were able to add in the new line that we put in for Strawberry Creek. We were able to add all that. We did that on our own. So the guys are, they love it. They're, any chance they get, they're putting in data. So it's going to be, it's in, time intensive, but they're just plugging away.
Small bites.
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Jerome.
Oh, this is a small thing on the warrants. There's a, there's two checks that's supporting Iowa School and Boots for Workers, number 593 and 612. One's for 80,000, one's for 83, and one's for 60,000. Supporting Iowa School and Boots for Workers.
It was the typo. I think those are the payroll.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
That's
right. Yeah. I agree.
Payroll.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She got you.
They bought shoes for everybody at the school.
Everybody.
Anything else? Oh, excellent.
I'm sorry, I didn't take that.
Thank you.
All right. Then we will take a 5-minute break and go into closed session.
Thank you. I eat the fly.